Today, many museums and nature centers feature wildlife models that move. These robotic replicas look so lifelike that hunters use them as decoys, and game wardens set them out to catch poachers in the act. Activated by remote control, the robotic decoy's head turns and its tail wags. More elaborate models have additional moving body parts. The decoy can be set up directly on the ground or installed on a track system, which moves it along as though it's walking. At the decoy factory, they begin by waxing a two-part fiberglass body mold. This one's for a deer. Waxing the mold cavity will make it easy to extract the casting. Next, they put steel reinforcement bars in the legs. The bars stick out the bottom of the hoofs as stakes to prop the decoy on the ground. They apply the other half of the mold and clamp all around the perimeter to hold the two parts together. They prepare the mold for the deer's head the same way, then pour in a bit of liquid casting material. They pour about 3 liters of it into the body mold and clamp on the head mold. This casting material is expanding polyurethane foam. It begins swelling immediately and within 2 minutes reaches full expansion, transforming from a liquid to a flexible solid. Over the next hour and a half, the foam cures to a hard, inflexible state, at which point they remove the clamps and extract the casting. Some foam seeped out between the two halves of the molds and between where the head meets the body, producing seams which workers now sand flat. Using a round drill bit, they make 3 centimeter sockets for eyes. Then, with a miniature router bit, they drill out nostrils. They glue a glass eye into each socket with a bit of wet clay. When the clay dries, the eye is set securely in place. No faux fur for these decoys. Workers scrape any remnants of flesh off a real deer hide, then wash the hide and apply a preservative. They slip the hide over the foam deer. They fit the fur to the form snugly, using a combination of staples, glue, and stitching. Once the deer is fully dressed, it's put aside for 4 to 6 weeks. This gives the preservative ample time to penetrate and do its job, which is to dry and harden the hide. This is essential to ward off insects and prevent the hide from decomposing. The taxidermy phase of production is now complete. Now, off with his head, because it's time to install the robotics, which will make the head move. The first step is to drill out a cavity inside the neck. This creates a pocket in which to install the plastic housing, which contains the robotic components. The first of those components is a compact motor. It drives this hard plastic gear. Next, the receiver for the remote control. Then a AA battery pack that powers both the motor and the receiver. All this goes into the neck pocket. They drill out a cavity in the head and install a gear and shaft. The final step is to mount the head onto the body, inserting the shaft into the gear on top of the motor. So now when the motor runs, it rotates the gear, which turns the shaft, which moves the decoy's head. Each moving body part has the identical mechanics, its receiver corresponding to a dedicated switch on the remote control. The remote works from up to 0.5 kilometer away. You can even program it to put the decoy through a preset motion routine.